Welcome, friends, to a gathering of curiosity and revelation. On this inspiring day, May 5th, 2024, we are privileged to join Reverend Judith Taylor for her sermon titled, What Do You Expect? Today, we delve into the heart of our expectations and the divine surprises that unfold when we trust in the mysterious workings of the universe. Join us as we challenge our assumptions and open our minds to the unexpected ways in which God moves in our lives.
If you can feel it, it's possible. We remember that impossible really means I'm possible. I am the name of God. I am. God is beingness, not a being. The beingness of life, of awareness, consciousness. Form is not a limiting thing. Form is an experience. And that's all we're having, is experiences. We're experiencing what it's like to be God in these bodies, in this planet, in this environment, this country, and all the blessings that go with those possibilities. Yes, we just saw a whale fly through the sky. It's possible. How many planets are there in all the galaxies? How many different individuals even on this planet? And each one is full of infinite possibilities. Our possibilities are just that. Not pipe dreams, not I wonder, not if. They are possibilities. That is the God we know. The God with no limits. The God that looked at everything and said, that's good. The God that made you the way you are, with all your little quirks and special things that make you you. Infinite possibility. We know that this planet is full of variety, full of different choices, full of opportunity. But each one of those are multiplied by each one of us. Each one of us is a complete universe with not just the verse, but the song, the words, and the binding of the book. It's complete. We are all whole, perfect, and complete. Not on our way to being perfect. We are perfect now because God is all there is. That's all we'll ever meet. That's all we'll ever be. That's all we'll ever experience or see. The wholeness, the oneness, the true reality. We know that the true reality is that we are each and all flawless. Different, yes. Unique, yes. But flawless. The things that make us different make us interesting. And every possibility that each one of us has, we all have. Our hearts can dream far beyond what our bodies can experience. Our minds can go to the farthest reaches of the galaxies, into other universes, and all is part of our possibility. When we stop and take time between the breaths, between the thoughts, and realize the enormity of existence, the unlimited good that is surrounding us and imbuing us. When we think about the variety of even one flower, how many petals, what it looks like in different light, does it bloom in the day or the night, or both. So much we don't know, and we're learning. And yet, even more is coming into being. We are unlimited. We take the limits that we might have made from choices before and let them go. We take the judgments that we might have placed before and let them go. Because the forefront right now is unlimited possibility, and we are emboldened, imbued, and enveloped by God's grace. No prerequisites, nothing that we have to become. We are graceful beings, full of unearned grace, because it's not something you earn, it's something you are. We are the grace of God in action on this planet. We are the love of God in action on this planet. And wherever we go, we are beaming forth our essence, the love we are, the understanding we are, and the choices that we are so graced with. We can relax and know that this existence is entirely for our good. Entirely. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to wonder. There is no if. There simply is. The I am of God is our I am. The beingness, the consciousness of God is our life. And we know from this moment henceforth that remains in our consciousness, that we are free. We are totally free in the grace and love in which we are created. We let go of all sense of limitation, for that is simply a misjudgment. There is no limitation. There is only God. And God is not a being. God is an awareness, a consciousness. It is a complete thing. It is a whole thing, and we take part in that wholeness, in that feeling of being complete. All that we need to be and do and learn is right here, and right here for us. We let go of any sense of limitation, except by that we choose. And we expect only the God. We expect only the God, because that is all there is. Rain, dry, hot, cold, whatever variation, it is simply an expression of the One. And in that oneness, we know ourselves again for the first time. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for exhibiting God. You all are each individual and each special. You know, all of us seem to come with an idea of what we think is the right way. But when you've got 8 billion right ways, I don't see anything wrong. Now, wrong is a judgment. It rained today. Oh, that's bad weather. No, not if you're a blade of grass, not if you're a thirsty tree. What do you expect? This is the beginning of May, and May is our power month. So we want to really focus on the fact that we have the power of God, not of a single human being out of billions. You have all of the power of God within, because God is all there is. One of the magazines that I really enjoy reading is Spirituality and Health. Anybody know that magazine? One of the regular columnists is Rabbi Shapiro, I believe. And we were talking about the different religions in Sunday school. And one of the things that is his base credo is God is all. Now, yes, he's a rabbi, but God is all. It doesn't matter what you call your faith, or if you even acknowledge having faith. It doesn't change the reality that God is all. Now, one of the things that we as humans experience is, of course, choice. Some people feel burdened by choice. Too much information, too much to look at. Some people feel like they don't have enough choice. But that's all here. It's nothing real. It's here. And just as you can change your thought from, oh, it feels good in here, to it's wet outside, to it's hot on the sun, to it's cold on the moon. That's all true. And so much more. Where you put your attention, what did we say? What you pay attention to grows. So if you pay attention to inspiration, what do you think you're going to get? That's right. And it's in. When we breathe, what do? We inspire, and then we release, we respire, we do it again. It's a cycle. And that's the way things seem to be on this planet. But that's when you look at it at a certain distance. When you look at the planet from, let's say, 3 million years, what cycles do you see? A lot of different things. A lot can happen in 3 years, especially if you're looking from human eyes. When you look at the planet from one individual and you see just one life, you see a story. There's a thread. Now, we like to live in stories. That's what humans do. We grew up around the campfire. I don't know if they called it a campfire then. It might have been an anti-saber-toothed tiger fire. But it was still a place for stories. We made stories about the sky. We made stories about, oh, that looks like a lion. That looks like a bear. And we gave them names. And sometimes we forget that that's just a name. It's just a name, a sound that we associated with something. It is not the thing itself. So when you look in the mirror, what do you see? You see a moment in time of these bodies and what they're going through. You don't see yourself. You're so much more. Your body can't contain you. You're infinite. You embody the infinite life of God. Infinite. Just because you had a birthday, like me, doesn't mean that you had a beginning and an end. Ray was just born last week, too. He's just a big baby up there. He's newly discovering the new him, just as we're discovering our newness. What's tomorrow going to be? I don't know. Do you? You know what you think it might be. And a lot of times we base those kinds of ideas on the stories we've heard before. But they're just stories. And if every one of us took every day as a story, how many stories would that be on this planet? Just imagine. And those are just some of the stories in each one of us. Do you feel how infinite you are? All the possibilities that you've never even considered are still there. All of the could have been, should have been, would have been, still exist. Now, in one universe, I'm 12 feet tall. I'm glad it's not this one. I'd kind of be bumping my head. But just because you can imagine it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. If you think about it, everything that exists used to be someone's imagination, used to be an idea that wasn't in form. So now we have it in form and we call it real. But aren't those thoughts and feelings inside just as real? That idea you had for a book, isn't that just as real? That thing you were going to make that you just haven't gotten to yet, it still exists. It's just as real. So what is real to you? I like to start at the beginning. The beginning is also the end. And you know what it is. It's God, because that's all there is. Now, when we look at things from a human point of view, with our judgments, our expectations, our things that we thought would happen or we believe will happen, it looks limited. But that's because we're living in a limited human body. Our little brains, I think they're about 3 pounds, they hold infinite ideas in just this little spot. You can imagine what life is like on the planet X34. You know that planet, right? It's whatever you imagine it to be. Remember that all that is has always been, because time is a construct that we as humans use. The sun has a life, but it doesn't count time. There was a time when the sun didn't exist, and there will be a time when it doesn't exist. But every day when we wake up, we expect the sun to be there. And so far it hasn't let us down, at least in my life. I know maybe you had a day where there was no sun, but I believe that the sun, even when we don't see it, it's always a sunny day, because the sun is shining, whether there's rain, doesn't matter. The sun is being the sun, where the sun is supposed to be. We see things from our point of view, and we can say, no, sun's not shining, but it is. Just as in your life, when you see situations that you would like to change, the reality, the outcome, already exists. Because God is all there is, and that includes all possibility. So the possibility that you're going to be delighted today is totally present. The possibility that you will be delighted tomorrow already exists as well. It's what you expect. Because we are beings of choice, you can choose to expect whatever you want. You can expect to have the experience of flying through the air like that whale. Now, it might be in your dream that you experience it, but it's still an experience. What's the difference between what you dream and what we experience here on the material level? An impression. Whether we feel it in our mind, our emotions, or our body, it's an expression. It's an experience. And that's all life is an experience. You will always be alive somewhere. Always. Because God is, and we are 100% that same God being. So just as God always is, always present, always powerful, always full of grace and love, so are we. It's simply a matter of where do we put our attention. Now, I call this talk expectation because I think it's really important for us to realize that we manage our expectations. Some people call rain bad weather. I call it rain. You don't have to put a judgment on everything. It's just water. And we need water to live, so it's not a bad thing. It simply is. Now, if I want to call it bad, then I can have that experience. If I want to run around and dance in the grass, I can have that experience. It's your choice. So let's say that you woke up. Okay, I'll use myself. I have a tendency to feel people. And I think some of you know that. Sometimes I'll be having a feeling that I know is not mine. One of the days last week, I had a feeling of tension. I had nothing to be tense about. I had nothing to be concerned about. But I felt this tension. So what I did was I let my boundaries dissolve. Because we're all one. Boundaries are just what we think we see. So I let my boundaries dissolve. And of course, I start with my family, which is you. And I always say, highest and best for all concerned. Because tension is not necessarily a bad thing. How do you train, tune a piano except by adjusting the tension? How do you get a dulcimer to be in tune except by adjusting the tension? How do you exercise except by putting tension on your muscles? So tension isn't a bad thing. It simply is, like the sun. So if I decide that the tension that I'm feeling is uncomfortable, then I simply know love and comfort and joy and let that flow out to my world. I get the pleasure of seeing you guys, so I get a chance to see your smile and your smile and your smile, and I let all that love and joy flow through all of these wonderful people. And I know that my family is blessed. I know that my family can relax in this paradise in which we live. And the tension disappears. And because we're connected, I know that that prayer, that beingness, is expressed and felt. Now, let's say that you were the person who was feeling tension, and you may not have known that at that moment, somebody put out a prayer for you. What do you think happens to that prayer energy? It remains, just as God remains. God is not a sometime thing. It's not thicker here and thinner there. God is. Good is. Grace is. So if you go through your life expecting only that, all those wonderful qualities that we ascribe to God, what you expect is what you manifest. You know, a lot of us have been taught to pray for things like, Dear Santa Claus, I want a train for Christmas. But God's not Santa Claus. God isn't keeping a book of whether you were mean to your sister or you were nice to that stranger or if you patted the dog on the head. God's not keeping those kind of records. Because God only knows the truth, and the truth is, it's good. Even in our Bible stories, we're told that God looked at everything and said, that's good. That includes you. That includes the situations in your life. That includes our losses, our gains, our changes. It's all good. When I feel like there's something that's constricting, it means that I'm focusing too small. If I look at one little thing, I can find fault. I can find good stuff. They're not purple, gee. So, it's just an experience. On some planet, that is purple. On some planet, this is purple. Some planet, it's green. Or it's blue paint all over the person who thinks they're flawed. But that blue paint was on the outside. And it wasn't them. They were flawless. Regardless of how they came into the world, regardless of how they may be at that moment in the world, They remain flawless because God is all there is. So how could you be flawed? How could there be anything wrong with you? God looked at everything and said, that's good. Who's talking about you? That's good. And I don't mean, well, it's sort of good. It'll be good after I fix this. And no, there was no qualifier after that. Looked at everything. Now, because God is out of time, that includes all our possibilities, our tomorrows, our next year, our next life. It's all in divine order. Now, because we may not see the whole order, I might just see the OR, and I'm saying or. Is it this or that? It's and. When we say something is good, sometimes we mean it feels good, it seems good, but it's all good. Let's say that we decide that we're going to have a world without death. Can you imagine how crowded the planet would be? Do you really want to be in this same body for 3,000 years? I don't. Even with them changing cells, you can develop a lot of different ways in 3,000 years. You might decide that we're going to be part of a species that has six arms. They come in handy, I mean, if you got extra bags and things. Yeah. And you can even have one that has a retractable wheel so that you can roll it along, because all possibilities are. I'm not being silly. Think about how many planets there are. Think about how many galaxies there are. Our God is infinite, totally infinite. So if you can imagine it, I guarantee you God thought of that and a whole lot more. We use imagination because we live in a world of images. And the nation that I imagine is a nation of love and peace and caring. And I know it exists because I see it. That's the world that I live in. Now, there are other people who have other expectations. Unfortunately, there are some children who've known only war. There's some children who've known only hunger. And so they expect based on their past. And that's what humans have done through the millennium. That's how we learn. If I do like that and it stubs my toe, I don't do that again. I know what that feels like. I said, I don't want to do that. So I have a choice. But if I stub my toe and I don't judge it as being good, bad, or indifferent, it simply is. That box didn't try to do anything to me. I didn't do anything to the box. When I was a kid, I used to apologize for things. I'd run into a chair and say, excuse me. I still do sometimes. God's everywhere. I mean, that's God, too, supporting me pretty good. What you experience is determined by you. We have a backlog of experiences, not just our own, but the rest of humanity, the different cultures that we read about. All of those experiences are part of our backlog of stories, of judgment, of seeing things. And then when we realize that that's just what has been that we know about. Think of everything you know about, all the things you've read in school, all the books you've read, even the fiction ones. And that's just a tiny little bit of what's possible. If you know that God is all there is, what do you expect? But more God? What can there be but more God? So if you experience something that you didn't particularly enjoy the doing of, does that make it bad? No, it just makes it an experience. As you know, I just went through some surgery. That was a good thing. It wasn't fun, but it was a good thing. And I'm getting better and better and better and better, and we all are. Now, if I pray or meditate or contemplate, whatever word you want to use, with the expectation that I'm going to experience God and only God, what kind of life do you think I have? You're right, I get to be here. Heaven on earth. But if I look at the weather, and this morning, okay, my husband likes to watch the weather on TV. So there's 5 different weathermen that he's listening to. And all of them are right, right? It said it would rain. It did rain. Didn't say where, how long, when. But it did rain. It's raining now, but maybe not here. All possibilities are. So when I left extra early because I was going to be here on time, and I'm going 40 miles an hour because I can see, it's all rainy and all that. And I said, did any of you see the movie Big Fish? Okay, there's a scene where he's in the thicket and it's all threatening, and he said, this isn't how I die. And then it all clears up and he's fine, right? Expectation. He said, no, this is not my reality. And he changed his attitude and changed his environment. We do that too. It doesn't matter what the external circumstance may be, we determine the quality of our lives. We determine, this is neutral, this is good, this is bad, this is interesting, this is boring. We decide. You don't ever have to be bored again in your life. If you decide not to be, you can enjoy every day, every moment, simply by deciding to. If you're standing in a mud puddle, look at the little flower that's in the mud puddle. You can enjoy even the mud puddle. It's a choice. So when I look at the future, I expect only the good because I know it's all God. And when I'm in a situation that I may not subjectively enjoy, that doesn't stop it from being God. That doesn't stop it from being for my good. And it doesn't stop it from being for the good of all. I think it's really important for us to remember our oneness. So that if you're experiencing XYZ, someone else is experiencing ABC, it still all adds up to God. Now, my friend was talking about manifesting parking spaces, and he wanted one that was right there by the door. Convenient. But that wasn't the highest good for all. The highest good for all was for him to be there to help someone. And he made a difference in someone's life because he took his attention to what was needed, sorry. And what was needed was for him to interact with that other human being. We don't know what the next second is going to be, except that we know it's going to be an expression of God. Right? That's the one thing we can prove. It's going to be an expression of God. And because we're talking about universes, to judge based on just what we know is by definition an incomplete judgment. So I propose that we begin to judge what they say, a righteous judgment, judge aright, judge all as being for your good. No matter what it is, it's for your good. Because God made you the way you are. God put you in these positions to be who you are. And if we're fighting and resisting the possibilities in our life, who knows what you're cutting off? That fortune cookie that you tore up and threw away might be that one little thought that you needed to change the situation around. There may be that thought that you needed to change things around that you didn't even read. Does that make a difference? Only in the sense of your awareness. Because God is still conspiring for your good. No matter what's going on, somewhere else, something is developing for your good, for your enlightenment, for your betterment. Remember that we see only, what does it say? When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I saw as a child. We see through a glass darkly. We don't see even all that's going on in our individual lives. So how do we think we're going to know what's happening in the world? So many times what's reported in the news is such a tiny piece of what's going on. Yeah, there's a lot of people protesting and demonstrating, but there's a lot of people loving and making bonds. There are a lot of people increasing understanding, making connection. That's not what you see on the news. So by definition, there are more people out here relating to one another than there are people fighting. By definition, with all these billions of people, there are more people loving each other, being kind and considerate, than there are the opposite. Just look around in the grocery store. Oh, did you want that? Let me get that for you. All over you see acts of kindness. And I'm quite sure that you create those acts of kindness too, because of who and what you are. Realize that when you were created, however many billions of years ago that was, because remember, you are an infinite being, and you were there when everything was declared to be good. All that you need to be all that you are, all that you can be, all that you choose is in your present, right now. You don't have to wait for it. Time is a construct. You can free yourself from that. Put yourself in your life, your infinite life, your infinite beingness with the One, your wholeness that is your basic self, beyond emotion, but beyond experiences. Your basic self is God. I suggest we all look in the mirror and remind ourselves of that every single day, that you are here to witness the outpouring of all the good that is in you. If that's what you expect, that's what you experience. And should you find yourself expecting something that is, I'll call it less than worthy, because you are worthy of all good. Whatever you experience, don't claim it. Just as I felt tension that day, it wasn't my tension, it was tension. It wasn't something wrong, it was just something that was. So when we experience things, we have the choice to name it. Remember, Adam had the animals paraded in front for him to name them. He had the choice of saying, that looks like a platypus. Where he got that, I don't know, but it must have looked platypusian to him. Call your word good, because it is. Call yourself a child of God, and therefore you take after your Creator. Call yourself a manifester and a world changer, because you are. Every choice you make changes the world. And because you know, because we are students of truth, because our minds are focused on reality, we are free. And we are free to be the God beings that we are. It doesn't change because you made a different choice. You are still whole, perfect, and complete. If you expect that, that's what you manifest. And should you have a lapse and think you're human, it doesn't change the fact that you're still divine. It doesn't change the fact that you are beloved by the only power in this whole universe. It doesn't change the fact that you are perfect. Know your perfection and enjoy every second of your life. And know that you, with every action, thought, and feeling, change the world forever. I thank you. Thank you for making the world.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this exploration of What Do You Expect? With Reverend Judith Taylor. As we part ways on this May 5th, 2024, may the insights and stories shared today inspire you to reconsider your expectations and embrace the wondrous ways in which God operates. For more spiritual growth and to remain connected with our community, please visit our website. We invite you to engage further by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the area, we warmly invite you to join us in person for more enriching sermons and fellowship. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. May your journey be filled with divine surprises and profound discoveries, guiding you to a deeper faith and understanding.